What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, what's going on? I am my SD mom, Amber.
I'm my SD mom, Sarah.
You know, parent shaming is a legit thing.
Ooh, it's so real.
So real. And it sucks because it's not fair. Because we all do things, like, for example, Jessica Simpson. Mm-hmm. She dyed her daughter's hair, was it blue recently? Have you seen that story where she dyed her daughter's hair and posted pictures on Instagram,
right?
And then people just started going after her for
that. Hating on her so hard. I can't believe you would let your little girl get her hair colored. But you know what the cool thing about that story?
What?
Was that pink came
I love
and
pink.
Got her back.
I love pink. Good.
And she posted pictures like, hey, for all of you shaming Jessica Simpson, like, hey, look at me too. I'm coloring my daughter's hair, and I think she dyed her daughter's whole head blue.
I think I saw something where she had posted, like, parent your own kids.
Yeah.
That
she
is
gets it
legit.
A lot. Pink gets parent shamed hard.
Which she shouldn't. She's like an amazing mom, from my opinion.
You know, but she's one of those singers that I think had at least used to share a lot of her private life. She would post pictures of her and her kids, like on tour and on vacation. And she's dealt with so much of it that at one point recently, she said, you know what? I'm just not even gonna let anybody comment on my pictures anymore. And so she turned off the commenting on her Instagram.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. And so now she's just kind of like, oh, good. You got nobody can leave any negative comments. So she's like, I'm gonna do whatever I want. And I think it's really cool that she came to the support of Jessica Simpson.
That is definitely rad. I love pink. I love Jessica too.
I know.
Here's my opinion, or here's my question.
Yeah.
Working in radio,
yeah,
we have to post a lot of like social media stuff.
Yeah.
How do you feel when you're about to post something with you and your kids? Do you ever feel hesitant? I know I do. Like,
yeah,
sometimes I'm like, oh, are people gonna get like,
yeah,
be opinionated about this post?
Yeah.
Should I post it? Should I be private?
To be completely honest, it is one of the things I struggle with most about this job. I don't mind being really open about myself. I have nothing, you know,
right,
nothing to hide. I don't really
feel
like anything so private that I can't share it. But you do want to let people into the other part of your life. I think it helps connect you to them.
That makes you a human. It makes you real.
Makes you human. But there are a couple reasons why I struggle with it. One being just safety in general.
Yes, exactly.
99.9% of people are really cool and supportive, and they're just browsing through the internet the way the rest of us do.
Right.
But there's always that worry that one crazy person is gonna
start
zoom
stalking
in on the picture and like look for an address or where your kids are going to camp. And I think that that's really scary, and
yeah,
I think it's real. I don't want to ignore that. But I also don't want to like completely shut down out of fear.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it makes you human. It makes you human when you post pictures of what you're doing with your kids and the
yeah,
family. But what I did is I kept my Instagram private. So I have my Facebook and Twitter is public.
And your family and friends.
Exactly. So it's like only like the close people I know can see my Instagram, and that's where I post most of my kids' pictures. Yeah. Sometimes I'll share it to my Facebook page.
Yeah.
But I always have a moment of like, should I?
I know.
Yeah.
You have to. You have to run it through a couple of filters before you click post, you know?
And imagine being like a superstar, like Pink or Jessica Simpson.
So, like we're nothing compared to, times that by a million. Yeah, of course. Like, that's not to say that I feel like, oh, I'm so special, people are going to come after me and my kids. But, I mean, there's just a lot of weirdos out there.
For sure.
You have to be so careful now. But I, one time in particular that I got shamed was something I didn't even think of. In the background of a picture was a trampoline. We chose as a family to get one of those spring-free trampolines.
Like a huge
allegedly,
one? Like
it's big backyard it's a big one in our backyard.
Okay.
Allegedly, it's the safest kind of trampoline you can get because it doesn't have springs or whatever. But man, I wasn't expecting it, and other parents kind of went in hard. They have very strong opinions about whether or not trampolines are safe, and I get that, but that was one parent-shaming thing that I wasn't expecting.
That's insane. That's
people
silly.
Like immediately, like, my husband or, you know, my wife is a surgeon. You have no idea how many broken bones and head injuries come from trampolines every year, and I was like, oh.
So what did you do with the picture? Did you take it down?
I think I ended up just taking the post down because people were starting to go at each other.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, okay, you know what? It's not that important. It's just a trampoline. We will be extra safe. Appreciate your concern. But, I mean, it just proves the point, though, that you can get shamed for anything.
A trampoline.
Whether
I think we all know as adults the dangers of it, but it's still, you know.
Yeah, that one kind of blew me away.
That's funny.
So a friend of mine has one of those backpacks. She swore she'd never get it, but it was her third kid, and she got one of those backpacks with a leash attached. And she said she gets parent shamed all the time, gets the side eye.
Here's the deal. When I had one and then two, I would still parent shame other parents for it.
Yeah.
But after the third and the fourth, I totally understood because it's like trying to like rein everyone in when it's just you versus four.
I know.
I can totally see.
I know. You know, to each his own. And if it reduces stress in your life,
that's what matters.
All for it.
Exactly.
You know, it's good. It's just a reminder that none of us are perfect.
We all do things our own way.
We're all just trying to do our best.
Yes. Yeah. It's all about relieving stress and what makes you the best parent and whatever helps you out with that. And that's what matters in the long run. In the grand scheme of things, that's what matters.
We're all just trying to do our best and get through every day being a decent parent.
Exactly.
So it's just a good reminder. Check ourselves and not shame each other.
Yeah. Yeah, parent shaming sucks.
It does. Down with parent shaming.
Awesome. Well, I am my SD mom, Amber.
I'm my SD mom, Sarah.
See ya.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.